welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we are here in Vancouver in our hotel. And
we have friends.
We have friends.
Hi.
Name yourselves. You're Sean.
Sean and...
Jessica.
All right. That's right.
Nice.
That's exactly why I went over to the computer in the middle of the show and was fiddling around with stuff, because I knew how to queue that up. Anyways, 206-208...
Do it again.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be part of our permanent...
Yes, I really like that. It makes me want to wear sunglasses.
Again. Yeah.
206-208-3918 is the number for our voicemail. info@tiptaptip.com is our email address for the benefit of those who have not heard. We're actually going to be playing one of the ones that we had last time from a certain celebrity.
Hello, this is Christopher Walken. My friend, Sean Connery, gave me your number. I checked out your show. I was impressed. I really like the Newfoundland story that makes me laugh. But, you know, if you really want to get those on your show, maybe one time, maybe I should come on instead of those two clowns, Shane or Mason. I might have your show. Either way, I think we should do business. Give me a call. Bye.
I'm going to be doing this the whole show. All right. I suppose we actually do have to have a show here. Well, we are actually in Vancouver. We're doing a show from a hotel room on Davie Street.
The Sandman
Hotel.
I recommend it. It's nice.
It's a nice apartment if somebody else is paying for it.
Yeah, like you.
Like me, that's right. It's kind of like an apartment. Our room has a kitchen and a main room and two TVs, one for the main room and one for the bedroom. And magically, I don't know how this happens, but every afternoon we leave, every evening we come back and our bed is made. I don't know how it happens.
Well,
I don't know who... What sort of cleaning fairies?
It's a maid service.
You're ruining the magic for me, baby.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be nice. I was thinking that clean fairies were supposed to be coming in here and doing...
Well, that's what we like to call them, because that makes it sound nice.
Special.
Yeah.
Special.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we flew out for the Madonna concert, which we saw Thursday evening.
Yeah. Because we got here Wednesday night.
Yeah, we got here Wednesday night, saw the concert Thursday, and we just decided to make a week of it, so we're still here. It's Sunday.
And it's raining the whole time. Yep.
All right.
We bought an umbrella.
Actually, I bought an umbrella from across the street.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get on to, unless you have something to say to add to our Madonna concert thing.
It was really good. She didn't have any amazing outfits, though. I was a little bit disappointed. There wasn't anything that was like... Oh, actually, she had this shirt that I couldn't figure out if it was one of those, like, molded boob shirts or if it was actually her real boobs.
Wow.
In a metal-looking shirt.
Well, you know, it's kind of difficult to...
It looked like it was metal, yeah.
Like, chainmail metal or, like, pure metal?
Well, I couldn't tell. Like, it looked like it was sparkly and shiny and silver, but her boobs just looked too perfectly round, so I thought it was maybe, like, she was bringing back the sculpted boob
thing. You know what? But it really could have been anything from our shitty seats that we had. We were,
Yeah. Like, well, I saw it on the TV thing.
Yeah, but we were third from the very top of BC Place. I think the capacity is... I don't know what the capacity is, like, 50,000 or something like that. Anyways, we were third from the top. There's actually people with binoculars in our row who were watching the show that way. Also in front of us, there was a fucking dumbass.
The dude?
Yeah, the dude. Guy went to... I think he bought his girlfriend / fiance / wife or whatever... tickets to the Madonna concert, I'm guessing.
Which one are you talking about? The irritating couple or the fat dude with the skinny woman?
Fat fuck Magoo in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
So
I don't know. Like, those seats are really tiny. I don't know. I would not want to be that big.
No.
I'm
sorry. No.
I don't
It's like he had, like, his trophy wife, and his trophy wife was, like, the hugest Madonna fan. So she's dancing your ass off. And the whole time he's like, he stands for a little bit and then sits down.
What I don't...
Stands,
I don't,
sits
I don't,
down.
I don't trust...
And then they left halfway through the show.
I don't trust anybody who sits down for half an hour and still sweats.
No.
By doing nothing at all. You're not. No. He's not moving.
Just heavy breathing.
He's just like this kind of glistening. At first I thought it was some sort of...
Even before the show started, I was looking at his hair and I'm like, is that gel?
Is that like some sort of product? Oh,
sweat.
No.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
Yet it's...
It's when you know, like, you're unhealthily overweight, I think.
Then he opened up his shirt to his belly button, and I was done at that point.
What?
Oh, yeah, you missed that part, baby. He opened up his shirt to about there, because, you know, it's a fucking rock concert, right? You gotta represent. And represent when you open up your shirt with your cufflinks down to your belly button, so.
Oh, that's gross.
So, that was fun.
I felt sorry for that.
And then the asshole has his arm around his lady, and like crossed the invisible barrier which extends past his backrest into my personal tiny little area of space.
Whenever every single time he sat down, I had to like move my feet because he like spilled over the back part of his chair.
It's like a flesh avalanche. It was awful. It's not fun at all. But he's left, and that was good.
But I have to say, the nice thing about the concert was when someone shared a joint with me. That was really nice. Thank you.
Thank you, anonymous stranger who's smoking in the middle of a Madonna concert. That was awesome. Thanks.
Whatever, you're the only one who was pissed off.
I was pissed off because you're having a cigarette.
Nicotine. But you're supposed to do illegal stuff. Madonna would be like, yeah, that was awesome. You're good.
Yeah, I'm sure Madonna...
Be a badass. Yay.
I'm sure Madonna would be all over that. Smoking. She even told somebody to stop smoking.
No, she told them not to smoke nearby the stage or something.
Okay, but clearly we're in our shitty-ass seats, it's...
Yeah, like, we're so far away, it doesn't matter.
Right. Smoke probably just reached the front by now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So bad news, TV watchers. Bad news. King of the Hill, a show which was on for a million years, has now been canceled. Final episodes of the half-hour series, now in its 13th year, if you can believe that.
Whoa, really?
13 years of that piece of shit. How many fucking propane jokes can you really make?
I don't know.
Enough, I guess.
Enough. 13 years. Worth
of is that the one with that guy that goes like, have it, and then he like has sex with lots of women?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Yeah, totally.
What?
Boomhauer?
Yeah, what is he? He's
just incomprehensible and somehow ladies' man. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the dirty guy that goes like...
You're thinking of Family Guy.
Do you know what show I'm talking about?
I'm getting mixed up.
Family Guy, Peter Griffin, his family living in suburban wherever.
Yeah, and then in Family
King
Guy,
the
there's
Hill.
That guy that goes like, yeah, ba da ba da ba da, and then he like.
No, he goes, I can't even.
Yabba Dabba Doo is another cartoon.
Oh, man, it's almost. Okay. Do you have any other shows you want to confuse us with?
Whatever, I don't watch these shows, so.
Apparently people watched enough of the show to keep it on the air for 13 years. I've watched a few episodes here and there, and it's interesting, but 13 years is a long time for any show, especially Fox, which has a bad habit of canceling shows well before their time, like they did with the Arrested Development.
They did? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they kept it on for, I guess, 2.5 seasons. And yet they kept this piece of shit on for 13.
The only time I ever watched Arrested Development was when I was really stoned and I never realized this show existed. Like, if you were to say Arrested Development to me, I would know that it existed as a TV show, but would have absolutely no idea of, like, the context or the storyline in any way.
Yeah.
And one time I was, like, totally stoned out of my mind and it came on. And it was just, like, the most amazing thing ever. And if you were to ask me what it was about, that was the only time I ever saw it. It was great. And other than that, I have no idea.
My favorite part about that show was the fact that they lived in a show home.
Yeah,
and everything. Like, so shoddily built and just falling apart all the time.
Yeah.
It's so funny. But anyway, King of the Hill, I didn't really like it. But I have to say, like, there's a lot of comedies. They just have like the dads are usually fat and stupid, mm-hmm. and this dad is not really, like, he was kind of stupid, but he wasn't as stupid as Peter Griffin.
Well, that's an entirely different type of comedy. I don't know, it seemed a lot drier from what I remember watching it. Like, I think the main humor on that show was the sun, if I remember anything. Like, there was one episode where he's... 13 years.
I never understood why it was animated. I mean, it could have been easily
could have been.
Yeah, totally. It almost kind of reminded me of like a just a bad version of Married with Children.
Yeah, except Married with Children was.
Yeah, Married with Children was good.
Like trashier, but yeah, in a good way.
Yeah, like it's like.
Like there, speaking of Married with Children, it's I like that show a lot just because it's type of comedy I haven't really seen on TV. Kind of sense it because it didn't take itself too seriously, like everything from like, you know, the fact that from the genuine like laugh track, which was just people having a good time in the audience. Kelly Bundy comes on screen, and like the fact that his life was just so ridiculously pathetic that it just went well past the bounds of like reality.
Can you imagine producing a TV show now with that kind of a laugh track?
I don't think.
Like, real like, live audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the Married with Children laugh track is, like... Yeah. Like, real. Like, it's not... It's...
No, they have a real live audience, don't they? Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, like...
Well, I mean, everybody, like, they probably don't do that anymore because it's too expensive.
Press a button and stuff happens. I don't have a laugh track set up here.
Even, like, Three's Company that would actually say that it was recorded in front of a live audience, you know?
Yeah.
But what would the reaction be to that? I mean... Are people still kind of receptive enough to that to be able to watch a show with a laugh track and not get tired of it? You know what I mean?
Well, Arrested Development didn't have a laugh track. What other shows didn't have a laugh track? The Office doesn't have a laugh track.
Oh, I know, but I mean, like, can you imagine? That's what I mean, is like it's sort of like common now not to at all, and I think we're pretty used to most shows that are newer not having one.
Yeah.
Or if, like, they do have one, say, like Seinfeld, which is done, way done. But it did have a laugh track.
Did Seinfeld have a laugh track?
It did, totally. But, like, you block it out after a while because you're so used to it. But can you imagine making something now with, like, a really heinous laugh track? Yeah, seriously.
Exactly.
No, I think now, like, the biggest trend, like, watching CSI is, like, putting music videos. It, you know, like... Probably half of the show is just music playing with people doing stuff.
I think that started with Baywatch because I remember, from what I remember, Baywatch. There's certain scenes, usually in slow motion, mind you, but they would play like.
You liked those, right?
No, I.
But you didn't like the slow motion Pamela Anderson boobs flopping all over the place.
Well, I can't lie and say that I didn't enjoy that, but. No, but, like, you know, they would have to often have, like, long clips of music playing.
You know what? Like, David Hasselhoff has... His boobs kind of move, too, when he runs.
What's the last thing you heard about David Hasselhoff?
The hamburger thing.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was so gross.
It was about a year... Actually, probably about 2 years ago when he was drunk... Drunk is an... He was fucking drunk. And he is at the end of the night, and he was... he's at home, lying sort of down in his car, and trying his best.
I think he was in a hotel.
Somewhere, anyways. But his daughter, younger daughter, was filming him trying his best to eat a hamburger, and he's like, oh, Jesus.
And so coming back, like, slowly.
Like, the patty slips out of the bun, he just grabs... Patty off the ground. I'm David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Poor daughter. Yeah, now you remember that.
Man. I just saw the clip go over in my head. It's like...
Yeah, I like very vaguely remember that now as well.
I think that was brutal. And I'm sorry, but for his daughter to put that on the internet...
Yeah.
Holy shit, you must be grounded for a year.
No, like, you must be such an asshole, though, in order for... Can you imagine doing that to your dad as a kid? Like?
Well, sometimes I really didn't like my parents, so I can see, you know, maybe doing that. But when your dad's really famous, that's really, really mean.
Yeah.
So, making an awkward segue from hamburgers, I'm going to talk to you about a new condiment, which has come out. I like to call it Baconaise. From the makers of bacon salt. There's a new player in town vying for the attention of your sandwiches and vegetables. J&D, a.k.a. Justin and Dave, first opened our eyes with bacon salt, which made everything taste like bacon.
Oh my goodness, I never heard about that. I want it.
But for those who don't want a salt or bread, we now have Baconaise.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Stemming from a customer suggestion, see, it does help to call those numbers on the back of every pack and just say, you know what would make your product better? I want my bacon to be spreadable.
No. And bacon butter? Ace. Oh my god, as in mayonnaise, that took me really long times.
It seems inconceivable that the world has been deprived of such a culinary achievement. As a nation of bacon eaters would attest, it's a concept whose time has come. I agree.
Yeah.
Though I think it would probably make me barf. I would have to try it anyways, just to see what all the fuss is about. How we ever got along without Baconaise is the real question. Some inventions clearly are for the benefit of humanity. Right now, I'm going to show you a commercial about Baconaise, which we'll just watch here. Storm has been brewing.
Bacon salt. World headquarters. Heck yeah, we got a lot of bacon salt. You want to order some? That'd be awesome.
That guy's bringing bacon.
Jealousy.
She has been growing.
Oh my goodness. I'm dressed up in a mayonnaise.
Bacon salt. Yeah, we got plenty of bacon salt. But have you tried the bacon mayonnaise yet? Bacon!
The anger continued to grow.
Hey, good old nail. We gotta work hard. We got so much demand for this bacon salt. It's
Would
ridiculous.
You shut your mouth already?
Hey! How are you doing there? That's ridiculous.
But when do they run together and make Baconaise? I'm thinking like some sort of chocolate peanut butter.
I think they have to have sex with each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the baby's Baconaise.
Yeah.
That's kind of gross.
But they're two guys, so it wouldn't work.
It's going to be like prison sex or something like that.
Making bacon.
Mm-hmm. Ow! Oh, God! Bacon!
So now Bacon and Mayonnaise are having a fight. They're running out to a parking lot, and Mayonnaise is chasing after the bacon. Once and for all.
Mayonnaise! It's on! It's on! You want it? You got it! Bacon! Mayo! October 30th! Heaven Nightclub! That's it! I don't even care anymore! We are gonna finish this, and we are gonna make some Baconaise! No matter what you say, I'm tired of being picked on. I'm tired of you thinking that I'm the lesser meat. I am the greatest meat alive. I am the greatest meat on this planet. On top of that...
No arguments from this side of the table.
Well, except for...
You're going down!
I said this side of the table.
But I still respect bacon. Like, in theory.
Hey, you said you wanted some earlier.
Yeah.
Two of your own blood, which is mayonnaise.
The ultimate bacon flavor. Everything should taste like bacon. Alright, so. Wow!
Yeah.
That would have been
I read the rest of this article?
Sure.
Well, I was under the impression that bacon went well with everything. Apparently, bacon and mayonnaise never really got along too well. Could have fooled me. They decided to settle their differences in the only way they knew how. Mayonnaise wrestling. In the spirit of Halloween, click on through for some pre-fight smack talk between bacon and mayonnaise. Right.
I think this is
what we watch.
Yeah. Tethered is the ultimate bacon-flavored spread. Baconaise is available in regular and light. All right. The battle in Seattle was held at the Baconaise launch. It really doesn't matter who won the wrestling match because with Baconaise, we're all winners.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Where can we get this stuff?
I don't know if we can get it in Canada.
Probably not.
But I'm sure there's a way. If you really, really wanted it, we could special order it and have bacon.
I kind of want to try it.
I kind of don't.
Really? There's also bacon-flavored gum.
Bacon-flavored gum?
Ew, no, that just sounds gross.
Oh, my God. When I was in San Francisco, they have this popsicle that has gum in it.
Yeah, like
the
nose.
Ice cream.
Right? Or...
Yeah.
Or like a gum ball nose or whatever?
It's like a face on the popsicle and the nose is gumball.
I think they called it like the Phantom or something like that.
I think it's just like... It looks sort of... I don't know. I don't recall it having a face, but... How can you have like gum and a popsicle together?
Yeah, it doesn't really...
But haven't you ever seen that ice cream that has pieces of gum in it?
No. This is probably why it's so shocking.
I used to love... That was like my favorite.
Hold on.
Because the gum is like frozen and then you start chewing it.
I've just got an idea. Bacon. Ice cream.
Gum.
No. All right. No?
Yeah.
All right. Bacon cream ice thing?
No.
All right. Fun. All right.
Someone should make microwavable bacon and eggs. So that you don't have to worry about cooking.
You can microwave.
Just wake up and nuke it and have bacon and eggs.
I think McDonald's has already cornered the market on that one. So you can ask
them. Whatever, they showed that commercial where they make it fresh.
Yeah, this is a commercial, baby. It's no truth in advertising.
No.
I think, from what I know, or at least what I've heard, their eggs come out of a carton and you pour it into a shape.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Really?
I've seen it.
That's my understanding, at least, right? It comes in, like, some sort of egg mixture. They kind of have some sort of receptacle.
Yeah.
And that's why you're on the...
Egg McMuffins. You can get those. You can buy those circular things so that you can make it to yourself.
Wow. I wonder if we can make eggs in the shape of, like...
Anything,
rabbits.
Really.
Oh, we have cookie trays.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can, like, make star eggs and heart eggs.
Tray?
No, like, do you remember...
Oh, those cookie cutter things. Oh,
that's right.
You totally could.
You can, and I've seen it in a lot of places, too, because some people just want egg whites or, like, faux eggs.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then they make it in those shapes?
You could. I don't know if they do.
We could even make pancakes in those shapes.
Yeah.
You can make anything in that shape.
Awesome.
That's true.
Can you make bacon in those shapes, though?
No.
You know,
we tried it, the extra thick bacon. I thought it would be really, really good, but it wasn't really.
Turkey bacon was actually better.
Yeah, turkey bacon was better.
Go figure. Bacon made out of a turkey. Who knows? Oh, well, economy's been tough on everybody, including you two. You two, Dublin Shell's plan for the U2 Tower. They were actually planning on building their own very, very... Actually, Ireland's first skyscraper, believe it or not. Plans to build the tallest building in Ireland with new recording studios for Irish supergroup U2 on top were suspended Friday because of Dublin's slumping property market and slide into recession.
That's so typical.
Because, yeah, you know, they have to have their name on everything. The Dublin Docklands Development Authority said it remains committed to building the long-planned U2 tower, but a souring economy at home and abroad means the project must be shelved. It expressed hope of reopening negotiations with potential developers within 12 months.
Whatever, they're just doing that so U2 will give them more money.
Well, if the market is the market's slumping, I don't think U2, all their investments aren't doing that well either. But the objective is to see the landmark project completed. However, given the current unfavorable economic environment, more time is needed at this juncture, the Dublin Development Agency said in a statement, adding it was confident that these economic uncertainties are short to medium term. The projected €250 million construction, well, I guess they have that much money to put their name onto something.
Mm-hmm.
It would make sense. Construction would have dominated the low-rise skyline of Dublin. Have you ever been to Dublin?
No.
I'm
so ignorant about Dublin.
where conservationists have successfully shot down other skyscraper projects. So I guess, but Foster's U2 tower presumed the sale of more than 180 apartments.
Is Dublin in Scotland?
Ireland. Oh man, that if you don't make that mistake around the wrong person, you'll get like a face full of a pint glass.
Full of bacon is.
Oh, I love the Scottish. You leprechauns are so funny. Yeah, that's just.
I'm not good at. I honestly can't even distinguish between the Irish and Scottish accent very well.
Oh, you want it, so you're saying you want me to hear me do my accents?
Yeah, see if you can do.
All right. Okay.
Let me just... of a Scottish, an example of an Irish.
Okay, Scottish. All right. Let me channel Scottish. Okay, Scottish. Highlander. Scottish. That movie was Mel Gibson.
Sean Connery Scottish or Irish?
Oh yeah, Sean Connery. There you go.
Scottish. Okay. But he's a weird one.
I thought he was Welsh.
No.
No, he's Scottish.
Okay.
Scott. What would Sean Connery say? And then I punched her in the face.
Totally. Wow.
Okay, now Irish.
And then I punched her in the face.
Oh, okay. So it's like, because someone explained to me that the Irish, it sounds like they're singing, and the Scottish, it just sounds like they're drunk.
That's about right.
But they're both drawn.
Yeah.
Except.
Yeah. It just sounds like it.
Yeah, so.
So what would be Canadian and American?
Well, it really depends. Like, well, American, there's so many different accents depending on where you are.
They say like, God, Gad, oh my Gad, as opposed to oh my God.
And I know they say roof.
Yeah.
What were...
And
the roof.
They say, can I have the check, please, as opposed to the bill. They never
Let's
say
check
bill.
I always
They don't say washroom, they say restroom.
Restroom, yeah. Soda.
Soda.
Sometimes I say restroom.
Sodas.
That's okay. But if you go to the States and you say, where's the washroom, they look at you like you're insane. Like, they have absolutely no idea what you're talking about whatsoever.
Apparently, Boxing Day is a Canadian thing as well, too. Doesn't exist in the States.
You know what I find creepy? When older people, women... come in and they're like, can I use your little girl's room?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not
You
little
would,
girls.
But you're not a little girl. You're kind of old. And it's just for little girls.
So mean. Yeah.
But that's not really good for business, right?
No.
All right.
I know, Sean, you always say the loo.
Yeah, that's a British thing. You know, I know.
Like,
yeah.
Have you ever had it where people don't know what the fuck you're talking about?
Only in a 7-Eleven. Like, in a gas station 7-Eleven.
You said, can I use the loo in a 7-Eleven? What were you thinking?
Well, I needed a key, and the
Excuse
guy was just
me,
like...
Excuse me, sir. Might I perchance use your loo? Like, at the 7-Eleven?
Jolly good.
Serious.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I needed a key. I mean,
okay. Well, let me get. Was this at the end of an evening when you kind of had a little bit of drink in you, and then you?
Well, I drove there, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
probably. We'll say no.
I need to use your loo. No.
I don't know. Even without an accent, if you ask to use the loo, it's at the 7-Eleven. I would question it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
saying the word loo just implies class, which anyway, never
should be the 7-Eleven.
No.
All right, let me just break it. Foster envisioned a 120 meter triangular tower at the south bank of Dublin's River Liffey with an egg shaped pod housing. Of course, it'd mean like a fucking egg pod. Why not a lemon, Bono?
Yeah, that's one egg's close enough.
Egg-shaped pod housing U2's new recording studios on top. That would give Bono and his bandmates a view of at least twice as tall as any other building in Dublin. Well, that's just ego gone rampant. Like, I'm sure there's you know, there's good reasons to build it. Either
what's Bono's real name? Bono.
Paul whatever. Something or other?
I don't know.
Like, how did he come up with that name? It's so stupid.
Why? How did the Edge come up with the Edge?
That's even worse in a way.
Yeah, it is kind of worse.
Bono could be a bit more ambiguous, but the Edge is just like, what's the most edgy thing I could think of?
Oh, the Edge!
I know. Yeah, totally. Like, who do you think you are?
I always feel dirty when I say Bono, because it's so close to boner.
Boner. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Maybe that's why, because he's like, yeah, I'm the boner guy.
I don't know if he sees it that way.
I can see he's pretty cocky.
Yeah.
So do you think Oasis is going to build a building now too?
Oh, you guys didn't even get that.
No, only we did.
Lame.
Wah, wah.
Okay,
what does U2 stand for?
I think it's referring to a plane.
U2 yeah, bomber. The spy plane thing.
U2 bomber. Yeah. So, anyways, U2 tried to build a big building. It didn't pan out because of the economy. Too bad for them. So sad. All right. So there, the Alberta government has gone ahead and decided to make some gory ads aimed at reducing workplace violence amongst teens.
Oh, these.
Oh, you have seen these.
Yeah, totally.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
A woman like suffers a chemical burn while cleaning a bathroom in a graphic video meant to grab the attention of young workers.
Mm-hmm. And I've also seen these not only in motion pictures, but also like in stills and bathroom stalls and things, where it's like, how long will it take you to report such and such? And it's like someone having fallen off a ladder or something really awful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Impaled on some rebar.
Yeah,
or something.
Exactly.
Ew.
Yeah.
Just in time for Halloween, the Alberta government has released a series of gory internet videos showing young workers hurt on the job. Actually, this brings up a story. When I was, I guess I was a teenager, I was working at Boston Pizza. I, of course, had a workplace injury. They had these sub buns, and they, which you had to cut in half for every sandwich that was made. And then you'd have like a serrated knife. Now, I would hold the bun, mm-hmm. For the sake of the listening audience, I'm sort of holding the bun in the palm of my hand, sort of cupping it, and I would cut like so. Now, one time, I kind of misjudged when to stop cutting, and I kind of cut into the middle of my hand with a serrated blade.
Why didn't you just put it on the bun on the counter?
I was 15. My brain wasn't really fully formed yet. I was still full of zits and would pop boner at completely random non-sexual times. So I was really not in control of my mind or my body at any point in that time. So,
I think probably the worst accident that I know of was when I was in high school. This guy who graduated before me, he was like the hot guy in my brother's class, or one of the hot guys in my brother's class, and he worked at a meat plant, and he was at the meat plant earlier in the morning. I don't think there were very many people there. He decided not to wear his helmet, and he decided not to use all safety precautions, and he actually fell into the meat grinder.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that grinds, like, these huge fucking meat grinder things that grind up
cows, animals,
and obviously, like, he amazingly still lived, but he suffered brain damage, and he's now in an insane asylum because he fell in head first. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And if he would have just, I think there was like a safety thing, like a harness or something that he would use or something like that, and he didn't do that. And isn't that awful?
Mm-hmm.
So remember,
did he lose limbs or anything, or like,
I don't know. I think he's like in a wheelchair, but I don't know exactly what happened because I didn't. Like, I heard about it, but he wasn't still going to school or anything. So, but I mean that.
Well, that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's nothing compared to cutting your head.
Mm-hmm.
Ads on buses and in movie theaters and on the internet are meant to drive young people to the website bloodylucky.ca, which hosts videos and a list of safety questions workers can ask their employees. At a premiere of the ads in the theater in Edmonton on Wednesday, gasps could be heard from a packed audience. Allison Harrison, a 15-year-old who works at the fast food in the fast food business, said the gory ads were a huge eye-opener. It just made me think that this could happen to me, even though I never thought it would, she said. I'm going to think about being safer at work. Katie Zahn, 15, said the videos were disturbing. Well,
but what can seriously happen to you at a fast food place?
Well, I can show you because I have the videos right here. And
like, I know that there's those deep fryers.
And we'll watch this one called Fast Food and see what happens. Knocks some sort of can of something or other into a vat of or the Greek, the deep fryer.
I actually knew somebody that dropped something in a deep fryer and reached in with their
hands. Oh, why would anybody do that?
Wow, that's pretty stupid. But I guess it's just like kind of like reflex thinking, right?
Worked at Burger King in high school for a little while, and this guy who would clean out the deep fryers every night, when he was draining them, he'd like climb on top of them. It was so bad. Like, imagine slipping.
That's like really greasy.
Yeah.
We're going to watch another one about...
You know, when I worked at Arby's, I was always scared of the big machine that cut the roast beef.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a video about that, too.
It's scary.
We'll watch that one, seeing as you're a bit scared about that. So, hold on 1 second. We're just going to put it back here in your phone. Here's another video called Deli. Oh. Guy is working behind a deli counter. He's seeing an attractive girl.
And an old lady's standing there, and he didn't help her.
She looks miffed.
Probably because he's popping one of those boners, hey?
That's right. And he's cutting the meat. Still not really looking where he's going.
I'm an idiot.
So he managed to cut off his finger, and it's now lying amongst the rest of the deli meats behind the
pepperoni
glass.
Pepperoni sticks. Yeah. I didn't even notice that was his finger there.
Yeah, that's his finger. Let's just back
Ew.
Up a second.
Oh!
That's his... Oh,
I will never eat pepperoni the same again.
Yummers.
That is so gross.
I love the fucking music.
Yeah, I know.
It's like...
Just playing
Inter
with your
equals
emotions.
Heavy metal.
Yeah.
He goes to grab his finger.
Excuse me.
Oh, but she does not seem too impressed.
She's
like,
not even
I think I won't be getting the pepperoni.
Funny, they're almost like little miniature Saw movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Here's another one called Shoe Store.
Really, you can injure yourself in a shoe store?
Yes, you can.
A new nose. Is it hideous? Hello. I have to go.
Stupid customers are always begging me at work, wanting wanting to try on shoes. What if I like work at a shoe store or something?
Can I help you? Do you have this in a size 8, please? Let me check the back.
I I don't think we have these in size ugly. I'll check the back.
I can just see where this is going. The box is going to fall on our hands.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe it's the whole rack.
Oh. Well,
so she's climbing a ladder wearing heels, a bit rickety,
like really pointy stiletto 4-inch heels.
Mm-hmm.
And where is this gonna guess? Okay, I'm gonna not having not seen this video, I know how this ends, but I'm gonna get like sort of an informal pull around the tail. What is your guess that's gonna happen?
I'm thinking that something's gonna fall and then she's gonna go along with it, and I don't know, maybe the heel of a shoe goes somewhere where it shouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with if the ladder is going to give out from under her. And yeah, I like the thing about the shoe going through something. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. No, I think she's just going to like slip and fall on the ladder. Mm-hmm. Because she doesn't obviously have a grip with her feet. And then she's going to bump her head on something and blood's going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how this pans out. Grabbing some shoes.
Everything okay?
Shards of glass embedded into her
face. What? How did that happen? Okay, so the boxes hit the
She knocked
lights.
Out the
fluorescent tube.
Fluorescent tube. It fell to the ground. Shards of that were on the ground when she fell on top of it.
Oh.
Whoops.
Well, that happened where we used to work.
What happened?
Yeah, it did, actually.
Yeah.
Similar, not exactly.
What was the situation there?
Sean was wearing his 4-inch stilettos.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, little mini skirt and all that. You know what I'm saying?
You know how it is. Yeah.
What was going
on?
They were changing a light, but the whole fixture thing, and the guy from the warehouse was up on the ladder trying to
put it in,
balance this light thing, and he lost his balance, and the whole thing went down, and
the whole fixture came down on him. He fell backwards, and he hit his
landed
head.
Like right on his face, yeah. Into the fixture. And
like onto like a shelving thing on the ground as well, and lost a tooth.
His tooth went like flying across the room, just blood all over.
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean,
so I think the worst thing that I ever did while like cutting hair, I cut my fingers sometimes. But I think the worst work related, it wasn't actually at work, it was at home, and I brought some hair color home. Mm-hmm. And I put some of the developer, which is like hydrogen peroxide, into a water bottle, and this stuff was clear, like it so it just looked like water.
Oh shit, I see where this
and
is.
And then I went for a bike ride with me and my cousin went for a bike ride.
Oh no.
And then we got back home, and I was like laying on the bed, and I'm like, oh my goodness, can you pass me my water bottle? And she passed me the hair color developer bottle, which I told her, I'm like, I'm putting this right by the right by the tubes of color, it's not water. And she passed it to me. And because I was so thirsty from going for a bike ride, I just gulped like a big hydrogen peroxide, and you know, immediately like, you know, realized what I had just mm-hmm. done. But I didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh fuck, I think that's like poisonous or something. Like, and I you know, I felt really gross. And then I called I called my mom the first thing. I'm like, what do I do? And my mom's like, well, phone the poison line. So I phoned the poison line. They told me to drink some water.
To dilute it, yeah.
No, so I drank some water and then proceeded to puke insides of my stomach out. Like I could see it coming because it. I don't know how what it does, but it. Burn. I saw like skin coming out with my puke. It was so disgusting. Yeah.
And the lesson for that is, Rochelle?
Don't trust it.
Don't listen
other
to
other people. Give you. Bottles of fluid, don't trust it.
Didn't you do that with your eyes one time?
Yeah, I went going home from the ship one night, just, you know, long night.
Yeah.
Well, enough said, you know. I somehow mixed up the bottle of hydrogen peroxide in my contact lens.
Oh, jeez!
Oh, my goodness!
I put my contacts in the next morning, and all I could hear was the sizzle, and then all of a sudden it was just the daggers stabbing me in the eyes. It was just, oh.
Like, with the worst hangover ever.
Oh, that is so bad.
Wait,
one time I cut up a jalapeno pepper for guacamole that I made using my hands, and then that night I took my contacts out and I could feel it kind of like, you know, I could still feel this fucking jalapeno on my finger. And the next day I put my contacts in and it was still on my contacts and it burned so bad. And I had to throw the contacts out. Mm-hmm.
Game over!
Nice. The customer would go to the back and see if she was okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Accidents are always preventable. Don't be a dummy. Oh, but there's more videos.
No, we do need to watch more.
Oh, so you don't want to watch the one called Forklift?
Okay, yeah. That sounds good. Sounds pretty good.
Oh, that's right. Rochelle, you want the pop?
Yes.
All right. And I guess we're having a beverage break. Well, good thing I don't edit this show at all, because now this is going to be it. Oh, well, that's fine. It's not like I'm recording a show or anything. Just everybody get their beverages. That's fine. I'll just wait.
I'll just talk.
Is everybody comfortable? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay. Drinks?
All right.
Ready? Got your headphones on? All right, good. Teamwork.
Let's do room service.
So, Buddy is working at a place that people build stuff at.
Just some 2x4s and.
Obviously, I haven't worked a physical day in my life. But, anyways, he's lifting some 2x4s. I'm guessing by the name of this studio, there's a forklift nearby and it's going to cause some trouble. Let's see what happens.
Look at his face.
So.
Ew.
Somebody want to explain just what happened for those who don't have the benefit of seeing it?
They drove over his foot.
And it went crack.
And it bent in a very wrong way.
Yeah. Now let's just back up a second so we can just see this a little bit better. Because I don't think we really... Okay, so. There it is. Good. It's good leg. Oh, boy, that's smart.
Oh.
Back up. Good. Not so good. Good. Bad. Good.
Stop it.
Bad.
Ew.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Okay, there was no injuries involved in this story, but when I used to work at Safeway, there was a guy that had the forklift out and a full skid of 4 liter bottles of Coke, and he drove the thing off the edge of the loading dock.
Oh,
and
just
the
went.
Whole skid of Coke just like this fell, and just the bottles started shooting everywhere.
Holy shit. That'd be kind of funny.
All right, we're going to watch one more video, but I'm going to leave the choice to you. I'm going to tell you the titles. I'm not going to tell you what they're about. One is called Deep Cut.
Oh.
The other one is called Chemical. Now, we need to take a formal vote.
No, that sounds really good, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's three people here, so there's not three people that can vote. There's going to be no tiebreaker.
We already saw a chemical one, though, with the deep fryer, right?
That's more of a burn type thing.
Okay, I want to see the chemical.
Okay, so that's one for chemical.
Chemical,
unanimous. All right, let's see how this pans out.
I'm just going to check the bathrooms.
So the gas station attendant or worker is going into the bathrooms, checking out the bathrooms. It's kind of gross. There's a sort of a ominous looking shelf of chemicals sitting above the mirror. What is that going to be her undoing?
Look at the sink.
I'd walk out.
So.
And tell someone else.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh my god, no!
Okay, what is that?
Let's just back up, see exactly what that was, because that was...
Okay, so she reached for the container, and it was open, and...
Industrial grout cleaner.
Fell over her head.
Oh, industrial heavy-duty grout cleaner.
And it's caustic and poisonous?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the caustic,
No, isn't that flammable?
No. That's the hand dipping into the vat of acid. Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, screaming really helps, ladies. Just scream.
Yeah, doesn't it, would it just get into your mouth then?
Probably, yeah. Because her hair is so
some days are bloodier than others, and they're always preventable.
I don't know. In that situation, man, I just wouldn't have even cleaned the bathroom at all.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
It's like, get somebody else to do it.
Not even, just leave it.
Well, yeah. Who the fuck leaves something like that on a shelf without a lid on it? And that was like a huge...
It's a big old bottle of...
And honestly, I would probably just like dip my head, like put my head underneath the tap right away.
Me too.
Yeah. You're in a bathroom.
No matter how fucking gross those taps are.
Yeah.
Or I'll go stick your go stick your head in the toilet.
That would be my first instinct.
Yeah.
To run it under the
water.
Tap, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll go,
yeah, not the paper towel. I'd be pretty scared.
Can we
though.
See the cut one though, please? I'm sorry. I just
Alright, that's all I have. So after this there's no more gross videos.
Okay.
DJ. Oh, yeah.
Where's my parsley? I just came as fast as I can.
Where is this heading?
Some onions in the kitchen.
Really
you know, deep cut. I'm going to guess there's a deep cut involved in this, all right?
We still have 5 orders. Like,
I need my parsley now.
I'm going. I just cut those carrots. Are you ready?
Go faster.
Okay, yeah. Supposed to be burning, all right? So why don't you watch what you got?
Why are you giving me, like...
Okay, I'm coming. I'm going. Yeah. Where's the first aid kit?
It's
right there. Everybody knows.
No,
what it
like
is.
For the health inspection, you have.
You have to have one.
Yeah.
Although sometimes it's not fully stocked. I have to say that.
That's true. Never,
yeah, like
actually.
In the salon, there's never Band-Aids in the first aid kit.
And it didn't look like he was applying pressure either.
He was just sort of running around getting involved with
like,
food.
That's a lot of blood, though.
Yeah, it probably would be.
I don't think I've ever had a cut that was that bloody.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Have you?
Have you read a deep cut, though?
I don't think I have the scar for my cut. I should probably see that if you look around there. It's barely visible, but that's...
Oh, yeah, like this white...
That white line, yeah, but it wasn't very much, but it hurt like hell. And I will.
Tip, tap, tip, little April bloggers beating a drum as we are on the internet.
It's the Bambi song that friend of ours, Shane, sang...
Shane did the Christopher Walken thing, too.
He also did the Christopher Walken. And actually, the other one we have. that he left.
Hello, this is George Decay. A mutual friend, Sean, give me your number. I'm looking to bulk hairstyling. I'm in town for a couple of conventions in the near future. Yes, the future. If you have any opening available, perhaps I could fit. I'll be in touch. Thank you.
All right, and actually, because I'm not sure if you've heard this, I have to play it again. So it's the it is the Sean Connery voicemail that we received a while ago.
Cool. This message is for Rochelle. It's Sean. We met a while back at Azerbaijan when asked casually about how you didn't have any Scottish in you. Let's rectify that. You still got my card. Call me.
Alright, I swear that's the last time we're going to play that, alright?
I know.
But every time somebody new comes along, oh, we have to play this one, we have to play
you
this.
Guys should give us a call, though, and leave a voicemail.
Yeah, do so.
Nobody does, except for Shane.
You can do it. I say the number like a million times every episode. So, anyways, we are coming up on an hour, if you can believe it, of this show.
Making your good times even
better. That's right. So I think we're going to wrap it up. I don't know if there's anything anybody wants to say before we do. How about this time you tell everybody, Rochelle, our email address and your telephone number, because you know...
206-208-3918.
High five! Good job.
My hands are busy.
All right. And what's our email address?
Just go to tiptaptip.com, and then you can do all your stuff there.
There, good enough. All right. We've been joined by Sean and Jessica. We're in still in Vancouver. We'll be back soon, and we'll have another episode for you. So anyways, that's it. My name's Eric. That's it. My name's Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Sean.
Jessica.
That's right.
Or goodbye.
And that's right. That's right. And I don't even have the song cued because I'm a fucking jerk. Oh,
Eric sucks.
That's right.
You're fired.
Right.